ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 6, Catching Up with an Old Friend in Japan. Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Naomi here.
Thanks for joining us again. Okay, we have finished the 5 introduction lessons, and now we're ready to jump into the story of Taylor Allen.
What can you tell us about the story?
Well, Taylor is an American living in California who is married to a Japanese woman named Chiemi.Chiemi's brother Masato and his wife Kaori are visiting Taylor's house in the U.S. for the first time. Chiemi is not around to help out, though, so Taylor does his best to communicate with them in Japanese.
Sounds good. Let's see how Taylor does.
In these lessons, we'll teach you Japanese through sentence patterns and expressions.
We won't worry too much about grammar in this series.
In the first part of Taylor's story, Taylor is meeting his brother-in-law Masato and Masato's wife Kaori at the airport.They are distant family members who don't know each other very well, so they'll be using
formal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Ah, Taylor-san?
Masato-san, お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
Ah?テイラーさん、
マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
あ、テイラーさん。
Oh, Taylor?
マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
マサト、it's been a while.
お久しぶりです。
Long time no see.So Taylor met up with his brother-in-law and his wife at the airport.
They are visiting from Japan.
Yep, and it's not their first time meeting, is it?
Nope.
We'll talk more about that later on in the lesson. Here, let's introduce an important word we heard in the conversation. Naomi, that is?
San.
San. They said it after each other's names.
Right. So Taylor became Taylor-san. And Masato became Masato-san.
It comes after names, so it's really a suffix. So why don't we put this after people's names?
To show respect, it's essential to use san when speaking formal Japanese.
Yes, so that means with anyone who is older than you, or has higher social status than you, or someone you don't know well, you should use san after their name.
It can come after their first name or last name.
That's right. For example, Taylor Allen is the character's full name, so what are the possible ways to use san?
For Taylor Allen, you could say Taylor-san, or Allen-san, or Taylor Allen-san. They're all okay.
In the conversation, they used it after their first names.
Just know that it can be used with both.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to greet someone you haven't seen in a long time.
There's one phrase you'll learn for that in this lesson.
We'll go over two variations of that phrase.The formal version and informal version. First, can we hear the formal version that we heard in the dialogue?
Sure. お久しぶりです。
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 And one time slowly.
お久しぶりです。
And one more time regular speed.
お久しぶりです。
And this means?
Long time no see.
Right. Long time no see. Or it's been a while.
That's how we knew Taylor and Masato had met each other before.
Right, because they used お久しぶりです。
Long time no see. Listeners, now you try it.
Repeat after Naomi.
お久しぶりです。
Okay, and one more time.
お久しぶりです。
Okay, so that's the formal version. If you want to say this to a close friend, what would be a better way to say it?
Well, did you notice how this phrase started with an お sound and ended withです? Just take those sounds away.
When you do that, you're left with
久しぶり
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 And one time slowly
久しぶり
And one more time regular speed
久しぶり
Listeners, now you try it. Repeat after Naomi.
久しぶり。
And one more time.
久しぶり。
Okay, now we know both the formal version and informal version.
Okay, now let's practice what we've learned.
All right, we'll set up another situation. Let's say Naomi and I haven't seen each other for a long time. Listen to what we say when we see each other.
ジェシーさん、お久しぶりです。
ナオミさん、お久しぶりです。Okay, so now it's your turn. Pretend you're the one meeting Naomi for the first time in a long time. Please respond to her. And don't forget to use san. Remember what we learned about that. And our main phrase from this lesson.
あ、お久しぶりです。
If you said,
Naomi-san, お久しぶりです。
You're correct.
Yay! And don't forget the name plus san when speaking politely.
Right.
Okay, well that's going to wrap up this lesson.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out the lesson notes PDF. Lesson notes are an important part.
Use them on the site or a mobile device or print them out. Go to JapanesePod101.com to download the lesson notes for this lesson now. In the next lesson, you'll learn more ways to say thanks and you're welcome. Hope to see you then.
Until next time.
あ、テイラーさん。
マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。